Well, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Producers Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Derek, and I appreciate you listening today. You all know the drill by now. This is a place for me to come empty the brain out and talk about current events in my world here as a podcast producer and agency owner. And today is no exception. It's a soup, if you will, of topics today. And here's why. I'm going to try something a little different here. Because even though I could talk about this stuff forever, I still find myself struggling to think of what to talk about. Because sometimes I feel like, you know, things are maybe a little boring. Because I'm doing is working. And again, with this podcast specifically, I don't sit down and try to think of lessons to give. So I had this idea where, if this is going to be called the Producer's Journal, let's really use it like more of a journal and journal, on a Google Doc through my day. Any big thing or any thing of importance, or maybe it's a weird phone call that I got that really sticks out, and I'm just kind of noting through the day these types of things. And I did that yesterday and today, so now I'm recording kind of an episode based off of, you know, my Google Journal, we'll call it. And I went through the notes, and I'm not going to talk about every little thing I put in there, especially when I go back to read these. Like, I read my little breakdown of yesterday, and there was some things in there that I'm like, why would I ever want to talk about that? But it was still a neat part of the day, but it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be on this podcast. So I am kind of cherry picking the things that I feel like I would like to catch everybody up on. Try to do this more consistently. I think this way will help give me some guidance. It's always good too to look back through your day. Wow, what did I accomplish today? Because I forget. By the time that my day kind of rolls out, if I have to really think about what the hell I just did all day, if I really sit back, sometimes I have to go look through my calendar, whatever meetings I may have had that day, and I'm like, what did I really do today? So sitting down in front of a Google Doc and kind of mapping my day out as I go is kind of eye-opening for me about how I can be a little more focused and talk about several different things in these episodes without doing one topic for 30 minutes. So that was that explanation right there was at the top of the list. Let's break into some tech talk real briefly. So the last episode I published, I recorded in my new little podcast station, and I recorded through an SM57 with a pop filter. And it sounded like I was kind of fearing, and it's very thin. Anyone that is in this tech world knows more than me. I'm giving you all the information I can handle as far as what tech sounds like and how it works, but I do know enough about the Shure mics that SM57s are very directional, and are noisy when you talk into them. If you come in with a strong P word like Peter, if you hit that P consonant too hard, it kind of makes the microphone fart a little bit or a little muffle. And I don't like hearing that when listening to podcasts. So I wasn't happy with the plosives, by the way. That's what that's called. I didn't like the plosives. And I didn't like the thinness of my voice. And I could tell anytime when I listened back to it, I knew when I may have looked away from the microphone by like 3-4 inches because the voice would die off pretty heavily. So you really just got to stay right on top of those mics, but then you can't talk too harshly because then you'll you'll make it pop like a plosive. So I wasn't happy with that. And I was like, man, I think this is a perfect excuse to buy two new Shure SM7Bs. That's exactly what I did. Just was like, man, do this right. You know, why stop now? How awesome would it be to have my podcast studio station have two 7Bs? And then that's what I use here at my desk as I'm talking into this now. And they came in, got them mounted, hooked up, tested. It looks beautiful. Looks so pro because these mics are just sort of the industry standard and sound so much better. As I'm talking into this mic, it sounds better in my headphones and you don't get the plosives and it, worth every penny. So I went on Sweetwater and, you know, there's some good deals on there as far as, you know, payment plans. You can finance for 2 years or you can do simple payment plans like they divide it up in 6 months or 3 months. And it makes it a little easier. So I didn't add debt per se, but I did break out the payments with no interest on this. So that helps the burden of cash flow. But now I got professional microphones. So there's your tech update. Looking to record this weekend for the first time in my pod station with a good friend of mine by the name of Jeff Ward. We're going to record sort of just like an episode of this new series idea I have for my YouTube channel called Music Row, where I interview or just talk with all my, you know, music friends and then through them, continue to book through the network and try to get with, local musicians that are more of like original artists so we can support local music and support writers, so on and so forth. So this weekend's a big test for all of that. All right. I had a great meeting with Mondo today. For anyone that doesn't know or are new to the show, there's some names that you're going to hear me talk more than others. And Mondo is someone you're going to hear a lot about. He is my amazing graphic designer. He was one of the first guys that I brought into this team when I was very, very beginnings of my LLC. And he's been a rock star for me ever since. And he's also a great audio editor. But now he's been helping me with sales presentations or pitches, sponsorship pitches, a pitch for, you know, our service as a podcast production agency, all these PDFs that, you know, you hear them called a one sheeter where it's literally one sheet with a pitch on it or a price deck, that in one page kind of gives all the information you need into something that they're trying to sell you or a service they're trying to sell on you. Bands to book have one sheets or they have multi-page presentations that gives the buyer a story and hoping that they buy in and patronize your business. And we're at a point now where we're really trying to spice things up and take our professionalism to the next level with presentation. So now I have a Shelby Rowe Productions pitch. I think it's like 3 or 4 pages. And then the big one we're working on is the sponsorships for the Real Hernando. And that's what this meeting was about. We are working on the full presentation, the full pitch. So I decided to add a couple more tiers in the rate breakdown. We wanted to change some of the language. We wanted to add some links in there for the digital presentation when we like email a PDF and they're viewing this presentation online. But then I'm also going to be printing these out to hand to people in my marketplace here in my local community. But I still want to have them to have as fast access as possible to the podcast, the certain places we want to send them online. So now we're going to, for the print version, we're going to put a QR code right on the homepage So then they can just zap that and it takes them right to one of the episodes so they can see what it looks like, sounds like, and all that good stuff. So he and I worked out all that. And then we talked about the logo that I want to put up on the wall that's above my desk. The studio is almost done. I have my bass guitar, my six-string electric guitar mounted up on the wall. I got all my storage. I just talked about my pod station. Now with those microphones, it's complete. I got my panels up that look really sharp. But the wall above my desk is still bare. And I've always had that vision of having a nice, professionally looking logo up there. So me and Mondo are working on that. And by we, I mean him. I basically told him my vision and kind of my thoughts, and then he's going to run from it, run with it from there. We're not in a big rush on this because, you know, I'll talk about the ribbon cutting here in a minute. But it's going to be awesome. So, and it's going to actually bring some color to the room. Everything in here is black with sharp edges. I've joked about that before. But now that I'm going to have my Shelby Rowe production colors, which are yellow, blue, and white, that's really going to brighten this room up and make it look awesome. So excited about that, but long tail, a lot of designing ahead. So it's going to be a minute. The reason why we don't need to rush so much, because I've decided I'm going to do my ribbon cutting next year. And here's why. A, I'm not ready right now. Anyways, I'm not going to do it until that logo is up on the wall above my desk and I have my permits and my license and everything, you know, hung up on the wall, looking all professional. But even let's say I had all of that tomorrow and I was what I felt was launch ready in terms of a ribbon cutting and all the publicity that comes with that. I want to make sure the studio is ready. This weekend, it's ready for work. It's open for business is what I'm trying to say. It's like a soft open. I'm open for business starting this weekend. I'm doing my first session and I'm going to start spreading the word. I have an interview for The Real Hernando that's going to be happening here in 2 weeks. So open for business for work-wise, but not ready for launch. So let me get back to focus here. Let's say that it was ready tomorrow. Everything was in place. Well, do I want to do this just before the holiday season? Do I want to do it during the holiday season? Or do I want to have just a little patience and schedule my ribbon cutting on February 8th, 2023? That date would make it exactly 1 year since my first ribbon cutting. And I think that's pretty cool. The first ribbon cutting I had to have it at the chamber office because I didn't have a studio. I didn't have any brick and mortar. Had to cut the ribbon cutting outside the chamber office, out on the porch. It was all great. And I got some great publicity because of it. The local newspaper did a story on me. And I had an opportunity to stand up in front of a lot of the chamber members to explain what Shelby Rowe Productions is, but also what The Real Hernando is. It was a simultaneous launch. I got all kinds of publicity on my business and The Real Hernando podcast. And it was really cool. And in that talk in front of the chamber, I absolutely made it clear to everyone that I had two things in mind, two goals to make. The podcast was open for sponsorships and that I wanted to get more local and eventually have my own office here in Hernando. Well, here we are. I get a studio, and it's looking like Wesley Meadows Retirement Community here in Hernando is going to be our title sponsor for at the very least the first quarter of next year. So how cool would it be to have a ribbon cutting on the 1 year anniversary, and then I can stand in front of the same members and remind them, first off, about what I said in the first ribbon cutting, because no one is going to remember it because Why would they? It's not that big a deal. So I'll remind them what my goal was a year ago and then show them how I made both dreams come to life. They're going to be standing in my studio. That's going to look super professional. And then I'm going to talk about the real Hernando and hopefully be able to invite the head director at Wesley Meadows to join me in my ribbon cutting so I can introduce her and get her and her business publicity for being the title sponsor. And I could go on and on and on about all the different things that I would love to tie in on that. I think that with some patience, that's the way to go. Because there's a story there. There's a meaning behind that day. Why are you doing your ribbon cutting on February 8th, 2023, Derek? Boom. Here's why. And I think it's a special story. So that's what I'm going to do. So that gives us some time to get this logo thing straight. There's a couple little areas that need some art, maybe. But really, what I'm going to get an opportunity to do is before giving that official launch, I'm going to get a handful of months under my belt of actually using the studio, whether it's for clients or for my own productions, my channel, this podcast, whatever it may be. It will give me that chance to really tune this thing because there could be more changes ahead. I don't know. That has been the the MO for me the last 10 weeks or so is when you think you're like, ooh, that looks really good. I think I'm good on that corner of the room or in that phase is done. And then something else comes in and that makes you realize, nope, not quite done over there yet. I need this piece and I need that piece. And it's just every other day I'm realizing one more little thing I need to add, but it's getting down to the finer details. So it's a good problem to have, a good place to be in. So I'll have that opportunity to get this room sounding good. So, and that's it. You know, I'm going to stop it there. A few things here and there happened over the last couple of days. There's one in particular where I'm looking at getting some assistance with podcast guest booking. And I'll keep this on the list and talk about it for the next episode. But look, I hope you enjoyed this. I never gave call to action on the front end. So I'm going to say what I was supposed to say on the front end right now. Welcome to the Podcast Producers Journal podcast, brought to you by Shelby Rowe Productions. ShelbyRowProductions.com, Instagram at Shelby Rowe Productions LLC. Go to the description, click on my Patreon link if you want to donate $1 a month to this content. That would be greatly appreciated. And I think that's it. Go to the website, ShelbyRowProductions.com. That's where you get everything. And while you're out there, check out TheRealHernando.com. And that way you can get some context on this community podcast that I will always continue to talk about because it's a massive part of my business. So, all right, y'all. Thanks for joining me today. You have a great rest of your day.